scientists studying dinosaur tracks recently looked at footprints in Brazil and Cameroon. On their own, maybe that's not such a big deal, but they discover that amazingly, the tracks, an ocean apart, seemed to match. The prehistoric prints appear to have been made back when the two countries were still part of the same supercontinent. NPR's Joe Hernandez reports.
South America and Africa used to be part of the same landmass, an ancient supercontinent called Gondwana. Tens of millions of years ago, South America and Africa started to peel away from each other until there was just a thin strip of land at the top holding them together. Louis Jacobs is a professor emeritus of earth sciences at Southern Methodist University.
So there was just a neck of land that was connecting the two. And that neck of land is the corridor that we're talking about.
Jacobs and his research team believe dinosaurs could have moved across that narrow tract of land 120 million years ago, just before the two continents split off. They began by analyzing footprints found in Brazil and Cameroon, mostly from what appear to be carnivorous three-toed theropods. They found that the footprints were roughly the same age and contained sediment with similar characteristics, even though the areas are now separated by more than 3,000 miles. They also determined that a river system flowed through the area millions of years ago, which means it would have contained water and plants.
Then with the plants, you have the herbivores, and with the herbivores, you have the carnivores, and we had the footprints that were in both areas.
It's not much of a stretch to conclude that animals must have roamed across that strip of land at some point, Jacobs says. If you look at a map, it's easy to imagine how the eastern coast of South America and the western coast of Africa fit together like puzzle pieces, he added.
But what is surprising is when you can actually narrow down a time and a place towards the end of the connection between the two continents and say, this is the way the dinosaurs were able to move.
Jacob says the team is planning an even closer inspection of the dinosaur tracks to learn more about the animals that lived on both sides of the divide. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.